This is N5AOW, control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. And can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Booneville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, if my calculations are right, at 7 p.m. at the Dash Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Gallagher Street, Booneville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to connect the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.booneville.arc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta.
Good evening, Kevin. KD2FBM. How's things down your way? I hope the weather is treating you a little better than what we might be getting here.
Yeah, it's been a little cloudy here. KD2FBM here in Oneonta. Now, Bob, I think I am the only one in the Echolink queue. That's all I was able to see, so... yeah, I spent most of the day up on top of Swart Hollow Road south of Oneonta at my buddy's camp. We were trying to hook up one of those new AntennaDeals.com antennas, 150-mile range, and ran into a little snag. Apparently, you're not supposed to have any splices or breaks in the coax between the antenna head and the control head, because either you can control the antenna by, you know, the rotor unit, or you can have picture, and, well. All tomorrow, and we'll get that problem solved. But, yeah, the cloud deck was low up there, and it was a bit chilly today. So, and with that, I am on the radio this weekend down there in Utica, so if you guys want to fire it up and catch me 90.9 FM or 88.1 if you're down in the valley, or 106.5 right in Utica. And, of course, you can always go to WVVCUtica.com and then just click the live listen button. With that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
All right. Very good, Kevin. Yeah, I experienced something near what you had with a friend of mine. I think he nicked the cable when we were putting it up. Did the same thing, and we carefully had to put that back together again. But that is the case, because it also has the video of the rotor operation and everything else pertaining to it. And that's probably amplified also. So I know what you mean. Yeah, here we had a little sprinkle, and we had some snow showers this on and off this afternoon, and well, right now it's not doing a whole lot, but it was coming down very lightly, and I would expect sometime in the near future we'll probably get a bit more, you know, serious snow. All right, you have a fine evening. We'll certainly listen for you over the weekend. You take care, 73. Thank you for checking in. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll not take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening. KT2, DFD.
Okay, we've got two, KD2, PFD, M2, PFM. Well, we'll start with you, George. What's going on? How are you doing?
Well, good evening to you both, everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here of 30 degrees on the mountainside, and we'd had a cloudy day all day, no sunshine, no real rain or anything. The temperature range today is 30 to 38. That was 38 was last night, of course, around midnight. The high really during the day, I think, was 34. So got the stove, the wood stove going at just about the right thing and all for it. And hope everything goes all right for everyone now. Looking forward to Thursday to getting that digital scanner. That's what I'm hoping to get for sure. And we'll see what happens in the meantime. And I would like to have a word with Kevin James after the net, if he's still on, and to PFM, please.
All right, very good, George. Yeah, we had similar temperatures here. Yeah, it's just been cool, quite cool all day. And a variable amount of precipitation on and off. Okay, well, you have a fine evening. Good report. 73T, and have a good day tomorrow. Then we'll move along to KD2 DRT. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, KD2 DRT. George, a nice Thanksgiving. I'm up in the North Country with the family up at camp, walked around the fields, picked out a Christmas tree, went to the new Buffalo Head, and it still looks the same and the food is just as good, but it's open, so that's good. And we just checked out the reindeer and nativity set in the village as well. So just going to enjoy this nice 28 degree temperature, and again wish everybody good holiday if I don't come back on the net before Christmas time and New Year. Give it back to you, Bob, KD2 DFD.
Okay, very good, Pete. Well, hope you're enjoying yourself, and I would imagine you picked out a nice tree. There's some nice ones around. Just got to look around for them and usually find the better ones out in the open a little bit. They get to fill out a little bit better than the ones that are crowded. Okay, well, enjoy your weekend, and stay warm. 73, take care of Pete. Okay, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day was started out this morning. We went down to Fort Plain. We had an errand down there, and I also had to pick something up in that area. Nice traveling, didn't have any problem. Weather was good and it was dry. Going down, roads were a little damp. That was about it. Quite cool. And when we got there, we did what we needed to. Got a bite to eat. And got on our way back up again, and the rain started. Nothing heavy, just the annoying type that keeps the windshield wet occasionally. And as we got up north back towards home, got back up on 28, we ran into a fair amount of very light snow, but almost looked like fog if there was enough of it. Then it got a little bit heavier. But then that dropped off and it went back to very light rain. Then we got a little more snow. So, needless to say, I stayed inside, stayed warm, stayed dry, and enjoyed things inside to keep me occupied. So with that, I'm just slightly hoarse today for some reason. I don't know whether it's sinuses or whatever, but it'll go away. All right, let me make another call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW. Okay. Not hearing any. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? But Kevin, if you're still standing by, George would like to make contact with you.
Yes, Roger that. KD2FPM is standing by.
Okay, KD2FPM, this is N2BFM. I wonder if they were putting up antennas. Is there anything have you seen any UHF antennas they make anymore that are bigger than the 8-bay bow ties? Those are the biggest I've ever been able to get. They used to have those 5 and 7 foot parabolics at one time, but I can't find them on the internet or anything except overseas, and I'm paying for the shipping of one of them from overseas. I just wondered if you instead of putting up an antenna, I thought maybe you might have gotten into something where you were able to find a much bigger antenna than the 8-bay bow ties. And by the way, it does everything looks fine. I get about half signal strength on WKTV and of course the other three networks there. I was asking about it. It turned out just the day before they came on the air. And everything works out fine. I was just wondering if you might have known anything about the bigger antennas and 2PFM.
Yeah, KD2FPM here for N2PFM, FPM, yeah, good Lord, I'm going to get us backwards now. N2PFM, this is KD2FPM. Yes, for the antennas, the ones that I found are on antennadeals.com. Unfortunately, they're a real compact model, but it claims the range on it reaches out 150 miles. It's got a 33 dB gain, or I should say amplifier, as well as a built-in rotor into the system. So it's quite compact, and it has 5 bow ties on the front on the nose, and then it's got 2 armatures, one on the left, one on the right, and then it's got 2 reflectors, top and bottom. So for what it is, I'm impressed. It took our signal so far on our initial run. We went from about 25 to 30% signal, and we pegged it at about 61% signal, and that was just channel 2. But with the rotor issue and the wire and stuff that we were having, we'll fix that tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be able to reach out further and see what we can get. All right, I'll hand it back over to you. KD2FPM will be monitoring.
Yeah, okay, that's a roger on that, Kevin. We'll hear from you, I guess, tomorrow night or whenever you do get the thing in, and hear just what your final results were. God bless, 73, that's who PSM clips.
Okay, with that, are there any other queries, comments, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, better late than never. I'm getting out of the starting gate on a late thing. Shameful practice. I was on the net, EchoLink net with Handy Hams, and you know what a problem to worry about. It took 10 minutes before I called in, before I could log in there. Anyhow, good evening to everybody there. I'm reporting now of 45 degrees in Marshall Township, Allegheny County, Western Pennsylvania. We're going to go down to 36 tonight. It's rained most of the night and lately and most of the morning and some of the evening here, on and off. Everything's wet and damp. And with that in mind, I'd rather have it this way than snow. Back to net control there. Tip my hat again to everyone this evening. And back over to you. Over.
Okay, Bill, KA3TFC, glad to hear from you, glad to have you check in, and yeah, I figured you'd probably have a little warmer temperatures than what we have up here, and that's good, and maybe in the next day or two we'll get a little sunshine to dry things out a little bit, take the dampness away. Okay, very good, 73, have a fine weekend, and we'll look for you checking in next time. All right. Are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Bill in Pennsylvania, Pete, George, and Kevin for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening, 73 to all, and 5 AOW clear.
KD3TFB, this is KD2FPM. Are you still hanging over there, Bill?
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, I sure am. Yeah, you know, I've been off. I'll be off 5 days here. Don't have to do anything. It's kind of shameful, you know, when you don't have any activities going on anywhere. You know, I got too much time on my hands. That's not a good thing for me. They have too much time on my hands. I'm doing reading and get myself involved in some activities that, you know, that just suck your time up. Could be doing other things, you know, productive things, but I'm in the non-productive mode. And I'm eating good. You know, we have leftover turkey yet the second time around. I've had 2 turkey dinner type meals and they're left over, so we're still doing that. I do exercise almost every day. I do treadmills and get up some of these hand weights that you carry, you know, and I bend my legs. And I keep active, I mean, you know, because of the fact that I don't want to get chubby. But good hearing from you. And I'll give it back to you there, Mr. Kevin James there, and see how your weekend's been going. Over.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how you, I assume you came in on that little conversation I was having there with George, but I was doing an antenna project at my buddy's camp just south of Oneonta here up on top of Swart Hollow Road, and man, I'll tell you, it's supposed to be really simple, and yeah, well, like they always say, hindsight 2020, well, unfortunately, I was trying to reuse some stuff to kind of cut some corners to see if maybe I could make the project a little bit simpler. And we have a static discharge point that was already pre-mounted on our pole that we have existing, and then we were putting this new antenna on. And got everything all connected up, and the rotor didn't work. Picture was pretty decent, and I was like, okay. And we couldn't get the rotor to work, so we thought, oh, okay, maybe the, you know, static discharge block was messed up. Well, come to find out, it says do not run the line through any splitters. Okay, so I went ahead and we changed it out to a barrel. Well, then that was kind of interesting because the barrel now allowed the rotor to work, but we wouldn't get any picture. So I was like, what the heck is going on with this thing now? And I'm like, good grief. So we did this swapping back and forth, and I'm like, this is dumb. Then I read the fine print. It said it has to be a solid piece of coax from the antenna to the control head. So tomorrow, 50-foot section's going in, and we'll see how that goes. K3TFB, this is KD2FPM.
Roger, copied all that nice and clear, crystal clear. One thing I don't like about the amateur radio world is when I have to sift through a control manual. And from time to time, you know, when you lose power in a house or something, it messes up sometimes the memories and certain things, and you have to rekey them in, and I don't remember every little thing, whether it's a positive or a minus on the one side of the repeater and what the PL tones are in some of them, so you have to go back and key that stuff back in. Hopefully you write it down in a book somewhere. Now, about the rotating antennas, you said a static eliminator. I'm thinking that that might reference, in my mind, to a ground. You're going to ground it somewhere, maybe. I do have such a device sitting in the back. I had Lightning Bolt, at the time they were in business, manufacture a special 2-meter antenna that they don't sell, but they made it for me. And it would produce at least some 23 dB in the forward end of it. I think it's had 16 elements on 2 meters. And it was long, and I had it on a rotating type of device, and I used it a little bit, but it was set too low. You know, I just couldn't get it up high enough. So weeds got to it over the years, and I've been cutting it down. I have to take it down eventually and redo it if I ever do it again. Back over to you from KA3TFB.
Yeah, I hear you there. My gosh, yeah. The thing of it is, what's really sad is I got so aggravated with this thing, especially after trying to deal with either the splitter with the static discharge block or the barrel, and, you know, either pitcher, no pitcher, rotor, no rotor, and it was just driving me nuts. I was about ready to take my toolbox and heave the thing over the bank, and then basically I was going to take the antenna and wad the thing and toss that right behind it. And I said, all right, now wait a minute. I got to stop and think. And I sat there and I said, okay. That's when I got down. I pulled those instructions back out. And, I mean, it was buried right at the very, very, very bottom. And it tells you if the rotor's not working, da-da-da-da-da, this is why. And then they even suggested to you, too, if you're connecting it up in a house, to make sure that there's nothing else in the line as a break point between the coax ends. And I was like, oh, there's my problem. So once I discovered that, it's going to make life easier. And now I've got this one by tomorrow. I'll have it finished. And then the next one, my buddy's sister wants one at her house just down the hill a little bit. And that one will be a breeze in comparison. So, but other than that, the setup for these antennas is relatively easy. I mean, it's just all the pieces are in the box, and it's pretty straightforward to assemble. So that's a pretty nice part of it. But, man, I'll tell you, if you could have seen me when I had that toolbox in my hand and I was just about ready to pitch the thing, you probably would have fallen over laughing. K3TFB, this is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. hey, if there's anyone that's been frustrated, I surely raise my hand. In fact, I'll raise both hands. And every time someone asks a question, I wouldn't be ashamed to raise my hand again. I started out with a ham shack in the basement in the corner. And I had 2 meters and HF rigs all hooked up. I mean, this was a monumental type of activity that lasted for years, building here and there and buying here and there, you know. And then when my daughter left, you know, left the house and got married there, I moved into her room. Well, as the hatchet of unfortunateness hits you sometimes, after I got things set up in there, she decided to move back into the house. So then I had to move the radio equipment that was in there in the den. And I couldn't move everything in the den because the den isn't big enough to hold everything. So I had stuff spread about in three different rooms. Just about, and after she left again, I wasn't going to move back in there. So we took things apart and just kept a minimal amount of things. I had a folded dipole, a BNDW folded dipole, and I thought that of all the antennas, that worked the best because I didn't have to have a rotor with it. I could just string it up there on one pole and intermittently in the second pole and in the center and have it fixed. But it's, I guess, a 70, 80 feet long in one section and another 30 or 40 feet long in another section. So you're going to have property that's at least as big as a quarter acre to have that type of antenna. But I used that for quite a while, and I would work around all kind of stations. Back over to you there, Mr. Kevin James. Any other activities you're doing this weekend? Over.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm back on the air again this weekend with the weather forecast in Utica. If you go to WVVCUtica.com, There's a live listen button, and about every half hour you'll hear me coming up with the forecast. And because the Advent season is well underway now, I've also taken the liberty of including a gospel passage for people to meditate on, so I thought that'd be kind of a nice little addition in there. And I've done that the last couple of years. Jeepers, I look now, I've been doing this weather forecasting for that radio station going on 3 years now, so I'm enjoying it. I mean, it, like I say, for me, it's a nice thing that I can do, and I really get some enjoyment out of still being on the air, so it's kind of a neat thing, and I don't have to be there, which is kind of even funnier. And in fact, when I'm in the Mohawk Valley driving around, I'll have the radio going in my vehicle, and all of a sudden I'm driving along, and next thing you know, it's kind of weird. You hear your own voice coming through your speakers in your vehicle, and if you're especially like at a drive-through getting a cup of coffee and you're talking with a person, like, how are you and that person sounding the same, and what's going on? And it's just kind of funny. So yeah, I figured you'd get a kick out of that. All right, KD3TFB, this is KD2FPM.
Roger. I'm just so delighted that you're involved in that, because that's important, especially when you talk about the gospel, because that's what people have to live by today. And of course, the way the world is today, you know, they don't live by the gospel; they live by their own rules. Now, talking about the gospel, I know George up there. I think he identifies himself as a minister of the gospel, and that's great. You know, that's important factors in life. I found these factors very early in life as a young child, and as I grew up in my teens, I was a person who subscribed to those beliefs, and it didn't keep me from going into the worldly things that people get involved with. You know, I always had a boundary that I didn't really want to cross. But the thing is on that is not everyone sees it that way. Some people have to take a convincing. And, you know, but anyhow, that saying aside there, I'd like to hear your comment on your gospel message there, because it's important to live by these things. And I'm delighted just to hear this, that you would even consider in your working that aspect of the Word of God, because it's very, very important today. People are always sidetracked on a lot of issues. You have a lot of people have, like me, have a lot of time. You know, I'm not really productive yet in my time now like I used to be. I gave up a lot of things because I just didn't want to go out every night of the week. You know, I had briefcases for Monday night, I had a briefcase for something for Tuesday, I had a briefcase for Thursday, and a briefcase for something for Friday. And I just didn't want to do that anymore, so I just moved away from a lot of things. But I still have a few things to do yet. And with that in mind there, we'll give it back to you. Over.
Yeah, I have to admit, the nice thing is, you know, this radio station that I help out with there in Utica is actually part of the Northeast Gospel Network. And, you know, their main focus is inspirational broadcasting with upbeat music and good messages. And, you know, like I say, around the Christmas time, I take a little more liberty with what I do other than just covering the weather. And I include that because the caliber of listener that we are aiming towards would be interested in hearing something like that. So, you know, and as a matter of fact, like I say, it is a Christian station. Yes, I was brought up Roman Catholic, so trying to find that middle of the road, how to project myself. The only thing I found comfortable that would work for all aspects was the fact of including that passage, and that way it fits all of us in the Christian denomination. So I figured, you know, that was probably the smoothest transition for me. And seemed to really work things out nicely. And I've gotten a good response from it, too, which is really, really a great thing. So that makes me happy that those that are listening, you know, appreciate it, whether they're Catholic or Christian or, you know, or I should say, you know, Protestant, whatever. You know, they you know, take it as what it is, and that's really nice. So it's much appreciated. And you know what? I just realized, I looked at the time here, the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net's going to be kicking up here on their main repeater, and they're going to probably be jumping in here shortly. So we may want to bail out of here because I got to get my other radio up so I can hit the repeater down here in Oneana. So I tell you what, I'll say 7-3. We can probably catch this conversation tomorrow. K3TFB, this is KD2FPM. All clear on your final.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Hey, on your final, give me the URL so I can key it back in my email to listen to that and also the times that you'll be available there. I've listened to that before, but I could never catch you on there. Back over to you for your final. I bid you 73, my brother, and we'll catch you later. You enjoy it. Make the best of it. And we'll be listening. Over.
All right, my friend, I tell you what. You know what I'll do is I'll send you an email because I have your email address, and I'll fire that to you in an email. So all you got to do is click on it, and it'll rock and roll for you. You know, that way, no problem. You'll have it there as a permanent setting. But it is WVVCUtica.com, and then all you got to do is just click the live listen button. But like I say, I'll put that in an email to you. All right, with that, I will say 7-3, and KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, I want to thank those that make the Echolink possible very much for the use of Echolink here. Until then, I will be clear, and hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Bill, it's your turn. KD2FPM is out.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Indeed, I tip my hat to you, sir. 7-3, and we'll catch you later. And we're clear on the Echolink system, KA3TFB, and we're out.
That would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. As always, all stations are welcome. And please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. And check in then, please. KA2000.
This is N2PFM. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
And Paul AOW is getting sent, Jack.
KC2NVU, good evening.
Okay, they're really jamming up there tonight. I could hear through it. I got at least two. I can't remember George's call. N2PFM, that's it. And N5AOW. And I thank you both. There was another station, I think it was KC2NBU. But we'll try another listen here and see what happens. The other repeater is being keyed up continuously tonight. So we'll make another call. We begin to wait till the tail drop. KA2NBU.
KC2NBU. Good evening.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. I thought I heard you before. Through the interference, believe it or not. For some reason, I could hear through it tonight. Barely, but I mean enough to make out the people. So, thanks to three of you for checking in. I'll take one more standby. Any other stations for Ogden?